KA3JCA, Water Drink 610.
KA3JCA, KO4NUE. Morning, Richard. How are you, sir?
Mr. Chad, I'm doing fantastic. Hey, listen, you did a good job last night jockeying between the two repeaters and so forth like that. But you handled it good, sir.
I haven't got fussed at yet, so we'll see. But like I said last night, I thought the repeater was just, you know, not going to work. So I just said, well, I'll take a diminished count rather than no count. So I just did it. But I appreciate the support.
Hey, listen, is it Dave? W4DJW, he's the one that runs the EchoLink station for the 610, right?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
May have an extra 2-meter radio here in the garage. I'll get up with Dave and see if the club is interested. I'll put together equipment. I can run an EchoLink station here for the 820 machine if they're interested.
Yeah, talk it over with him. I'm sure he'll let you know kind of what's going on. But what's going on with you today? You up and had your coffee yet?
Pass on the coffee this morning, but I did have a glass of orange juice and a couple of Lego of my Ego type waffles there. So I'm just sitting here watching a little Disney Plus there. My wife's watching TV on her side of the room there. She likes the show Chrisley Knows Best. So we're just, laying back and taking it easy today, sir.
Well, I am at exit 39 on 85. Going to go surprise my mother this morning and visit with her for a while. And, enjoy her company. And I'm the only child, so she just loves it when I come to visit, so I try to get over here as much as I can. So, kind of looking forward to that.
That's nice. I mean, I'm glad that you go visit her. I know that when I was a lot younger and my parents were both alive, that I would go home. I was only 4 hours away from home, and every weekend I'd drive from Dover, Delaware, up to Connecticut to visit Mom and Dad, go drive up Friday night, spend all day Saturday and half a Sunday, and then drive back. And I did that probably for quite a few years, so I know they appreciated it.
I know Mom and Dad's both get just a little bit of age, and I try my best to be with them as much as I can. But you know, mamas are special. You gotta, gotta do what you gotta do. But she lives in Piedmont, about an hour away, so I don't get an opportunity to visit with her as much as I can. But I'm just out of town, and I'm gonna take a moment and just love up on her a little bit.
I think that's wonderful, sir. I really do. I know I encourage Sally to go visit her mom on Saturdays, and she goes one night a week, Wednesday night, when she gets done with work, and then spends most of the day Saturday with her. Her mom's getting up there in age and so forth like that. So I said, spend all the time you can. She lost her dad, 2 years ago, Sally?
Yeah,
2 years ago she lost her dad, so... And then I lost my parents back in 2009, so, and my parents are buried over here in Rock Hill.
Okay. Well, both of mine are still kicking and ornery. I guess that means everything's okay, I guess. But Dad lives there on the farm with me on the other side of the farm, so I get to see him every day. But Mom, I don't get to see her every day, so I like to sneak over here and surprise her. She likes that, so I'm sneaking over here early. I expect she's still sleeping, so I'll go in there and wake her up. You know, get her moving. She'll like that.
That is a great surprise. Take her, like, if she likes, like, donuts or something special for breakfast, or if she's a coffee drinker or a tea drinker, take something in there and just kind of put it on a little tray and serve her breakfast there in bed.
Got my diet Dr. Pepper ready. That's all she wants, so I got one of those, and, you know, we'll get her up moving here in a little bit. It'll take her about 15 minutes to figure out what's going on, but after that, it's going to be a good day, so. Well, Richard, I am getting ready to destinate here in about 3 minutes. Don't want to cut you short, but do you have something I want to talk with you about? Let me let the radio
wait. Ready, sir. Give me a call. I don't know if you're going to stay all day today and maybe head back tomorrow or whatever, but just give me a call. That's fine. KA3JC.
Always do something special for the veterans on Veterans Day. And would like to see if you could help me out, but I'll just sit over the phone with you if you're interested.
Catch any of that there. It's a little noisy and spotty in the machine. But yeah, just give me a call, sir. KA3JCA with KO4NUE.
Did your wife get it put in?
JCA, N4DJC. Morning, Richard.
40, Jerry. Yeah, you just caught me. I was just getting ready to switch it to 82, sir. Go ahead.
Just want to say hello to you. I heard David in there, and it kind of dropped in and out there for a while. Sounds like it's acting up a little bit, but the, you know, when you're not transmitting, it's just as quiet as it can be, but it must be something on the receive side, I guess. I'm only running 10 watts this morning, so I don't know. Most of the time, that works really good for me, but sometimes it doesn't matter how much you're running when it's acting up like that. But you can switch over to 82, and I can't hit 82 from here down in the hole, so. But you guys carry out. But good hearing from you this morning. 7-3-4-DJC.
I couldn't hear him, but I don't know if he could get it or not. So, but you were loud and clear that time, Jerry.
See, well, I take it back. I'm not running. Yeah, I guess I'm running 10 watts. I have to look at my check and say it's adjustable. I can adjust it from 0 to 10, you know, 10 watts maximum on this ICOM all band, all mode, a little rig. And I'm just operating. It's got with external battery. I've got one that's BioNO 4.5 amp, 12 volt battery. With external battery, it'll run 10, but off the internal battery, it only runs out, it only turns out about 5.
Well, that's good. I'm running 25 watts right now. During the net, I'd pop it up to 50 just to make sure that I was getting it okay, but it's probably a little bit of overkill, but I could probably hit it with 10 watts, too.
Duck and last night, he's got the same beam antenna I've got. He's got an ELK, which is a log periodic dipole. This is only 5 elements, but the beam's only like 25 inches or so. So I just mounted up here in the upstairs bedroom. My granddaughter's when she comes over, but they let me use it as my radio room. But I'm actually going through the shingles and everything on the outside, so it's just sitting here mounted on a PVC pole.
Yeah, I told my wife the other day, I'm thinking about, you know, I was having problems, you know, like getting out and doing antennas and wires and stuff in the yard. So what I was thinking about doing is maybe next summer, I'll probably put a little tripod just up on the roof here and put me a little 5-element mono band beam for HF up on the roof, and then maybe put myself a little 5 or 7-element 2-meter 440 beam up there on top of it, and then I'll be able to have HF again. But right now I'm using my DMR radio.
Maybe I don't want to put a tower. I'd have to put a tower up here to use any type of HF beam, I guess. And I don't. They would probably throw a fit if I put it up. They try an infed halfway at some point in time, but that remains to be seen. I'm using D-Star and UHF, VHF. And of course, I can, even on this antenna, I can receive, when the van's open, I can receive just about everything on here. I don't have much luck on 80 meters, but 40 meters and 15 and 20 and you know, shortwave band stuff, I can hear it pretty well just on this little VHF, UHF beam. You just got to have a little bit of metal out there to hear most of these stations there, so they run so much wattage.
In Delaware, I had like a 70-foot tower, and I had a four-fold beam up there. It was called the Explorer 14, and I added a 30-meter kit to it. I think it was 10, 15, and 20. And it was either I added 30 or 40 to it or something like that, but I forget which one, but that was nice. It might have been 40 meters because I used to work the East Cars Net a lot.
A tri-band or something you could add like that, is especially at that height, that makes a big difference. But actually, it's just the light here is real small, and it just overshadows the light if I did, or even if I wanted to do it, but it's just not in the cars for me at this point in time. But Actually, I enjoy the other stuff too, just as well, I guess. On V-Star, I can talk to just about anybody. I don't crossvote. I just, you know, run it through D-Star radio. It's the same. Excuse me, it's similar to DMR. It's just a different setup with reflectors and so forth instead of talk groups. It's a little simpler to operate. You know, everything's already programmed in the radio. You don't have to put code plugs or anything like that in. And you can choose repeaters based on your geographic location if you want to do that. But I run mine through a hotspot.
Cool. Yeah, I never got into the D-Star or the C4FM or the P25 or anything like that. I dove into the DMR. That's my first project. I want to get really proficient in it and so forth, and I'll probably try a couple of the other modes.
Probably the most difficult to get everything programmed with the code flows and color codes and slots and all that sort of thing. Actually, the only D-Star radios that are made now are ICOM, VHF, UHF radios. Some of their, this is all moved, all band in LD D-Star. And so it's basically that in the Kenwood T-74A, those are really the only radios that handle D-Star, you know, natively, and other people use it through a high spot, like the open spot 3 or 4, you know, it'll move, you know, do that, but it's just easier working from a radio set up for it. I've tried C4FM a couple of times, but it's hard to operate it through a high spot. You have to have it hooked up to a laptop, and that really complicates things. I don't have a Windows laptop. I just got an Apple MacBook Pro that I run Windows via a parallel phone, and it's not the best way to handle some of those applications. I just don't want to type a computer to it, but it doesn't work that well through a hotspot. It's kind of confusing to me. It's hard to see who's on and where they're from, but with a D-Star, you know, it pops up on the screen the geographic location, who they are, the name, and that sort of thing. And so it makes it a little easier to follow, and you can change, you know, there's plenty of reflectors out there. I'm sure DMR is a lot more popular because of the number of lower cost radios and also the sheer amount of radios that'll run DMR. D-Star is a good, nice mode. I can send this radio and my ID52A. I can take photos and send photos over to D-Star, and we have photo nets a couple of times a week. And we can't send live, a video yet, but maybe one of these days they'll be able to do that.
I think the hotspot or an open spot 2, 3, or 4, K3JCA.
Zoom spot, you know, which is a five-star deal. And you can build them up. I just got mine already built from HRO. They had them on sale last year. And I bought one, but I'd had a D, you know, I had a D-Star, a D-74 for a long time. It had D-Star. It was basically all band. It covered, you know, shortwave, you know, upper sideband, lower sideband, and FM, AM. It had 2 meters, 220, 440 on it, two transmitted on, and APRS as well. It's kind of like a ham shack in your hand type of deal. It's complex to program. But I never even worked on D-Star until I got the hotspot, because there's no D-Star repeaters close enough to get into unless you got a pretty good sized antenna for my location anyway. But this is a Zoom spot or a Pi Star, type deal. It works pretty well. I mean, it's reliable. I don't have any trouble out of it after I finally figured out how the initial setup.
Okay. So I'll definitely have to sit down one day and really prick your brain on that D-Star there. So looking forward to that. Alrighty, Jerry, you have a good day today. My wife just got called that she has to run over to her mom's house to look at her computer. Something happened, so not sure what yet. So Sally just left to run over there real quick. So I'm going to get up, get me something else to drink here, and lay back down.
Good to say hi to you this morning when I heard you and David. Have a good day, and probably talk to you later on in the day, maybe. KA3JCA and 4DJC, I'll be clear.
Three's KA3JCA.